Blog Talk Radio.
And said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun.
Valley of the gun. What's going on with it, man? How's everybody doing today? Man, Super Bowl is right on the horizon. And we'll make a shout out to the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos on their quest to win the next NFL championship, which is a national championship. I don't think that there's that many foreign players in the NFL. But the European leagues and all those are, they're coming up. They're working on their leagues over in Europe. And I think Europe and the United States is the only two that have UFL or see, Europe is probably EFL, European Football League, and then it got the NFL, National Football League. But, well, it seems like from all indications that a lot of people have decided Seattle's defense is too good for Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. And Chris Collinsworth, which is on NFL tailgating there, on Barbecue Superstars, if you go to the Barbecue Superstars tailgating page, you hit NFL tailgating, the top keynote video there. Collinsworth is talking about if it's a slow, grinded-out football game, that the Seattle Seahawks will win the Super Bowl. But if it's a fast-paced game like Peyton Manning likes to play, then Denver Broncos will win the Super Bowl, and I just don't see anybody beating Peyton Manning in the Denver Broncos. He's got too many weapons. If Wes Welker hadn't have came over where that other receiver, Decker, where Decker could get open. Wes Welker draws a lot of attention. And so you got really three or four threats there, Thomas, Welker, Decker. You got too many weapons there. They can't cover them all. And Peyton Manning's an expert at throwing to covered receivers. So, which I'm not going to give the Denver Broncos the trophy right now because I'm not going to say Seattle has beat everybody they've needed to beat this year, and going into the Super Bowl, teams were 13-3 during the regular season, and I think they both had to win two games, so they're actually 15-3 each as we move into the Super Bowl. Now, if it's any indication as to whether beating New England puts them up at a different level, I got to give them credit. They made Peyton Manning and the New England Patriots look bad. So if there's a possibility of them moving forward at a higher level, I think they've got it. But now San Francisco is no joke, and there's really three huge stretch on San Francisco and Seattle. Then they had a rough time in the first half, but in the second half they were able to come back and win the game. So teams will be rested. I think they've all got all their weapons. I don't know. I think that what will happen is the first quarter, Peyton Manning will be looking at those photos and figuring out their defense. And by the second quarter or midway through the first, he'll have figured their defense out, which I'm sure he's looked at film all week, but he'll be looking for what they're actually doing in the game. And I think that he'll come out, throw a 400 or 500-yard football game, and they'll win by 2 touchdowns. I predict that Seattle will only score 2 touchdowns in this game. I believe that the Denver defense, they've got that real big guy in the middle, and he fills that middle up. So that, you know, leaves the running lanes of right and left, which stretches the field. They got to run to the left or right hash mark in order to get anywhere up the field. So then the cornerbacks and the safeties have more time to come down and react to the football. So if it wasn't for that great big guy in the middle, they might not be able to do as good, but he's a handful in there for Denver. And if you think about SEC football, that's very, very similar to what SEC teams do. They always have a really good, great big guy in the center of the defense, on the center of the line. And, we've had some big ones down there in South Carolina lately. Some guy with a French name looked like he was a tractor trailer in the middle of that defense. I want to make a big shout-out to all the fellows down there in Winter Haven, Florida. I know everybody's out there with Frank Smoe, and they've got the fireworks probably going by now. I know the weather hasn't been good. It's been raining quite a bit, and we're sorry for that. But we hope everybody out there has a great time, and I know Frank's going to make a great time. And we want to make a big shout-out to Soul to Earth. Soul to Earth, one of the best bands in the United States. I tell you, Soul to Earth has got some fantastic music. They know how to put on a show. When Soul to Earth pulls down on a venue, it's going to be a great night. And it's always a great night in Winter Haven, Florida, when Soul to Earth pulls out them guitars and those harmonicas and all their stuff, and they start going at it. Them boys can really, really play. His sister sings too with him, and got a great band. And man, this morning went out, did a 2.5 hour, 2 hour and 45 minute chicken cook, but we took it all the way from steroid chicken to competition chicken to double dip. And I tell you, it really came out good. I think I'm coming up with a good system on some of these videos for doing competition chicken. And I invite you to go to the live stream now. I'm putting up right now on the on YouTube, but it's going to take till Monday to get it up there. And I tell you, I've really enjoyed working with the products that have been sent to me and doing the different television shows with all these sauces and rubs that are just top-notch, number one, fantastic group. Now, I got an email from a fellow today saying that I need to do a smoker list, top 100 ranked smokers. So I am going to put that list together. And it's just going to be based on design and cutting-edge formulation. And it'll probably take me the weekend to put this list together, but I hope to have 100 different companies on that list by the end of the weekend. So that list will be coming up, and we'll be putting that out. And we want to rank everything. So, you know, one of the purposes of these ranking lists is not only just to rank products, but to give new people coming into the barbecue world easy access to all these companies. Now, somebody goes on the top 100 barbecue sauce list, then they're going to have access to 241 different companies that are the top-ranked barbecue sauces in the world. Now, it's 244 now. Let me correct that. I got 244 barbecue sauces on there. And I stand by every position that I put all these barbecue sauces in. And, folks, I can guarantee if you take the top 10 and take it to a barbecue competition, then you will place and do well as long as you got your cooking process down. And the whole reason I made these lists is even people who are in barbecue. Now, our top 100 rubs, we've got about 140-some rubs on there. Now, I ranked Cimarron Doc the number one rub for 2014. And, you know, if you're having trouble with your cook and you can't figure out how to get your pork right, Cimarron Doc Gourmet is a fantastic rub for your pork. And then Cimarron Doc Sweet Ribs and Sweet is excellent for your ribs. And then Cimarron Doc is being used by more competition cooks in the United States than any other rub right now. And it's not right for me not to recognize them when they're the number one used rub in the United States. So Cimarron Doc. Now, second place, I put Smoking Guns. But Smoking Guns might be able to be first. But Smoking Guns is a finishing rub for just about 95% of all the teams. Now, Smoking Guns is used by some teams as a primary rub, but most of the teams use it as a secondary rub. So what they do is they'll double grind it in a coffee grinder. They'll do the second grind on it to make it thin as powder, and they'll go in there and use it as a topping rub. And I tell you, that stuff is that good. And that's the second rub on the Barbecue Superstars Top 100. And if you don't see your rubs, like Talk Texan Barbecue, we just found out about them. And I might have to move him up. I tell you, unbelievably good. He could easily take Cimarron Doc's place as the number one used rub in barbecue competition. That's how good Talk Texan Barbecue stuff is. And it's like somebody who's a big-time barbecue cook was talking one day, and he said that rub is a dry marinade. So when you put a rub on meat, you're marinating it for the cooking process. So Talk Texan Barbecue is as good as anybody in the nation. I've got them ranked 16th. Of course, some pretty tough competition up above them. But I got to give them their due right here. Now, third place, we got Everglade Seasoning. They were first, and they are number one in distribution. Everglade Seasoning is in every Sam's Club, every Walmart. Everywhere you look across the United States, Everglade Seasoning is in those facilities. And I tell you, it wins. And Jimmy Brode down on the comp, he's going to come and reserve a grand. I've never seen him. If he's really working hard and cooking hard and frying hard, he's going to place high. And Everglades has the distribution. They have the... But Jimmy hasn't been competing as much, so Everglades is not out on the competition trail as much as it was. So that's the only reason I had to give Cimarron Doc and Smoking Guns the first place, because they are by far and away the number one competition rubs in the world. Killer Hogs is number four. I don't know how many comps I've been to in the last 3, 4, 6 months, and everybody's wanting to use Killer Hogs. Killer Hog has perfected his situation right there. I've got to give. So, really, Killer Hogs has come out with an excellent system. They've got number one sauces. Now they've got number one rubs. They're in the top 10 in both. Killer Hogs, Malcolm Reed. Make sure you go to barbecueright.com and get yourself some Killer Hogs today. Butcher Barbecue Rubs, top of the line, outstanding. Really, really, really good. These guys, David Buska knows how to win comps. He's always been in the top 10 of the KCBS for the last probably 10 years. And go to butcherbarbecue.com, get all his rubs, sauces, and injections. And, of course, without a doubt, I know Butcher Barbecue is probably the number one injection used in barbecue competition. And we got to give David Buska his place on the rubs list. He is top of the top line. You can win using his system. Now, number six is homebbq.com rub. Now, that's Kevin Bevington, homebbq.com. He also has the Outdoor Cooking Channel. Now, folks, Kevin Bevington is a big-time champion. He has won in KCBS. He has won in FBA. He has won everywhere he's ever went. And there's a lot of teams using his homebbq.com rub. Now, I left him at number two for a long time. I brought him down just a little bit just because of the prevalence of these other rubs being used so much. But HomeBBQ is a complete competition championship system. Go to HomeBBQ, just go to the top 100 list and click on the link. It'll take you right over and you can purchase his products and get on your championship way. HomeBBQ.com absolutely is a top of the line rub. Now, Cosmo Q, number seven. Cosmo Q could easily be number one on this list. Cosmo Q is like going to McDonald's. Folks, he has got the soap, the injection, the rub, the everything you need without any additives. Now, the only thing you need with Cosmo Q over top of his rubs, soak, and injections is water. Well, mango nectar. That's it, and that is all. Now, folks, one thing that's happening now, and I know a lot of you out there are used to, we got to put pineapple juice, you got to put apple juice, you got to put beef broth, you got to put chicken broth, you got to put, well, that stuff might make it better, but then again, it might hurt, because these rubs are getting so good now, you don't need anything else. And today, I got Cosmo Q's Chicken Rub, Killer Bee Chipotle, and Killer Bee Honey. And I made some chicken without any chicken broth, without any. I did exactly what he instructed, and I didn't put everything on there that he put in his video because you got to buy a school, but it comes out perfect every time. Now, what I'd seen before was put butter all over it, put it in tinfoil, put it in the cooker, take it out, turn it over, and then butter bath it, and then take it out and put the sauce it, double dip it, turn it in. Well, my stuff is turning out better with Cosmo Q, and Cosmo injects his thighs. So Cosmo has got the most kick-ass system probably in barbecue right now. You know, if you want to win, why hassle? Go to the top 100 rubs list. Hit Cosmo Q, go over there, buy every one of his rubs and every one of his injections, every one of his soaks, buy his barbecue school, and go out and win you some grants. I mean, I guarantee you, you win. I can guarantee that you will go out on the competition in KCBS, and you're going to win. You will win a grand championship if you just do what his school says and use his products correctly. There is a team who has won $75,000 in 1 month using his products. Now, if you buy into his system, don't add anything to it. Strictly do exactly what he says. Strictly try to cook it the way he says. And you know what? You're going to look up there and you're going to say, and the grand champion is you. And what a day that will be. We got them coming in at 7th. OBQ Texas Seasoning. Now, we've heard a lot of people use this as a secondary season. When you start stacking those flavors up, OBQ is one to stack up with. So OBQ is one, if you're doing practice runs right now, you probably need to get yourself some OBQ to try it and see, you know, exactly how you think you can add it in. If you've been using Cosmo or Butcher System, if you've been using Killer Hogs or Cimarron Dock and Smoking Guns, now I think OBQ would be a third additive into the Cimarron Dock Smoking Gun system. So get it, try it out. It's definitely in the top 10. Rub for Grub, Junior Urias Rub for Grub. I love it. I love it on everything. It makes everything look a beautiful color. It's got some great flavor. And I tell you, right across the board, Rub for Grub can be put on chicken, ribs, pork, and Boston, and brisket. You can put it on all four categories. You could probably win grands with Rub for Grub. Definitely get in touch with Junior Urias or go to Barbecue Superstars. Buy yourself some Rub for Grub right now. Dana Hillis Barbecue Rubs. Dana has got some of the best in the business, and I was just down in Florida, and he bought 2 10-pound boxes of rub, and he opened them things up, and it said Grand Champion when he opened it up. It's like he opened the box up, that smell hit me in the face, and I said, Grand Champion. I mean, he is red hot in the FDA. He's in second place. Poised to win it again. Dana L. Hillis has got the best sauces and rubs in the industry. The only reason I've got him at 10th is because we need more people buying it. Now, Dana L. Hillis has also got huge barbecue schools, and we want to tell you, you know, you go to www.bigcountrykitchen.com. BigPapasCountryKitchen.com, or just go to the top 100 and hit the link here and sign up for his school. Now, if you get plugged into his rubs and sauces and then you get plugged into his school, you got a complete system, but there's one thing that goes along with Dana's system that you might not get with the Cosmo Q system. Dana Hillis is one phone call away. And Dana Hillis is a support system for barbecue cooks personally. And he's got those FEC 100s. He's a dealer for those. And I tell you, if you get into the Dana Hillis system, he will make you into a champion. And, you know, somebody that really gets with Dana for a year goes to his schools, buys a cooker, you know, really gets into what Dana is doing. He will teach you how to cook championship barbecue. And you know something about Dana that no one else on this whole list or on my website can say. You know what the difference between Dana L. Hillis and everybody else on the rest of my website is? Dana is a life changer. If you are around Dana or get involved with Dana because you want to learn how to cook barbecue, he'll not only teach you barbecue, he will change your life for the better. And I can't explain it, but I'm going to tell you, he's the best man I ever met in barbecue. And there's a lot of good ones, but Dane is the best. And other people can't understand what it is Dana does that makes me want to say that. But it's his positive attitude, his ability to kick ass, his way to solve problems, his just his everyday way he goes about it makes all the difference for everyone. So get in touch with Dana, and I tell you, as far as your barbecue life, get your barbecue life in order. And that Dana is a great guy, and we appreciate him so much. And I tell you, it's a one-stop shop with Dana. Dana is a hands-on, and you don't have to go to the Internet and buy it through the Internet. You call Dana up and buy it from him. But along the way, he'll give you advice that'll make you a champion. He'll make you into a champion. And so get his stuff and get on the road today. Oak Ridge Barbecue Rubs, they're sponsoring a lot of teams. There's a lot of teams that are winning with Oak Ridge. There's a lot of magic in their rug. You know, we've heard a lot of people say over the last 2 years, you know, I don't know what it is about Oak Ridge, but Oak Ridge has formulated some great championship stuff. Chicken, ribs, Boston butts, and brisket. All four categories. If you're in the GBA, you've got pork loin. If you're in the SCBA, you do a lot of Boston butts. Oak Ridge has got some fantastic stuff that you can use to change your cooking and win some grands. Get a hold of Oak Ridge. They're number 11 on our list. Now, number 12 could easily be number 1. I don't know enough about their distribution to put them up to number 1. But Plowboy Barbecue. Plowboy Barbecue has won as many competitions as anybody in the United States in the last 10 years. With different teams using their stuff. Plowboys has an excellent system. They've got some excellent sauces. Plowboys 180, that's like a perfect score sauce. Plowboys and Fuego. Plowboys rubs, I mean, they've got just as good a system as Cosmo or any of them. Plowboys is some excellent stuff. And I tell you, go out and use Cosmos for 6 months and you want to change it up. Switch gears and do Plowboys for about 6 months, and then switch back to Cosmo, and there'll be just a little different twist so the judges don't get tired of your stuff and people can't identify your boxes after a while because they always look the same. Plowboys Barbecue is number 12, but could easily be number 1. Now, number 13, Lucky 13, we've got Jack's Old South Barbecue Rubs. Now, Marvin Mixon uses his own rubs at every contest he does. You never have to guess whose stuff he's using. It's always his. And he's the winningest barbecue competitor in the history of competition barbecue. And I tell you, he's got some great rubs. He's got some great sauces. We're really lucky to have somebody like Marvin Mixon willing to lend his name out and lend his flavors out for you to do barbecue competition. And, of course, Myron Mixon has by far and away got the number one barbecue school ever formed. Myron Mixon has taught more people how to cook barbecue in the United States in barbecue competition than any other single barbecue champion in the history of championship barbecue. You know, when it really comes down to it, Myron Mixon has done more championships, more competition schools, television. He has done more of everything in barbecue competition than anyone else in the world. Now, think about that for a minute. Think about all the names, you know. Melissa Cookson, Thatcher Born Grillers, Mr. Wheeler, current MFSMA champion Mark Lambert, Chris Lilly, Mike Mills. I mean, just write the list out. Myron Mixon has done more championships total than any of them, than anybody, than any individual who ever pulled up at a competition. Myron Mixon has won more, done more schools, owned restaurants. You know, if you think about the span of what barbecue is, he's got his own cookers, he's got his own rub, he's got his own sauce. He had restaurants for a while again. Now, I think he's got some cooking gadgets and utensils. And I'm going to tell you, his cookers, they're no joke. They're championship cookers. If you really went down and took his school, now he's got several different ones. He's got the Barbecue Memory School. He's got the Championship School. If you took both of those, if you bought all your stuff from him, if you got your cookers from him, if you plugged into his techniques and methodology of cooking, you're going to win. Right now, he wins 50% of his comps, and television really is his main focus. You know, when you talk about the greatest names of barbecue, now there's a picture out there somewhere where he's sitting on a throne, he's got a crown on, and he says he's the king of barbecue, and I have to give him credit. He is. And when you watch Barbecue Pitmaster this next season, you need to give Myron Mixon his due, because I'm going to tell you, he did do what he do. He did it all. And I tell you, he deserves everything. He gets every accolade, everything. And he should be recognized more by every sanctioning body, by every association, by every group in the United States. Now, I know he talks big when he's on television, but that's his stick. You know, that's his way of, that's, you know, people expect that. That's what's made him famous as far as communication-wise. But what made him famous in the barbecue world and in barbecue in general is his hard work and determination. No one in the history of barbecue has ever accomplished as much as Myron Mixon. And there's people out there that don't like to hear it. But you know what? He's a good guy, and don't have hard feelings toward Myron because he's done so much and done so good. Just try to work as hard as him. You know, it's like we were in Las Vegas and Myron said, you know, if you don't want to cook cameras and try to make a living with those cameras. And that's exactly what I've done. And, you know, I've tried to emulate Myron as well as I can with barbecue superstars by working as hard as he does, which I don't think anybody can work as hard as Myron, but I'm going to try to endeavor to work as hard as him in television and radio and barbecue as Myron Mixon worked in competition barbecue, cooking and barbecue classes and television. And if there's any way I could match his intensity, then barbecue superstars will become something big. And I tell you what, and I mean this with all my heart, Myron Mixon will always be able to do any show he wants on Barbecue Superstar. He'll be able to pretty much command his way. Myron were to call me up tomorrow and say, look, I want to do so-and-so and so-and-so, I would automatically say, okay, where do I need to go to help you out? What do we got to do? Because he deserves that respect. And, you know, I just want to, you know, mention, I know most of y'all give him the respect he deserves, but I think we all need to understand, you know, kind of what the order of things is. And his products, I mean, they can't help but be the best stuff on the shelf because, I mean, they're proven. I mean, Myra Mixon has done it all. So he comes in at number 13 just because I don't know about his distribution. But if you add all his stuff up, he needs to be number 0.5, not number 1, but number 0.5. So there's a place above number 1 that nobody else can ever touch because that's really what he deserves. All right, number 14 is No Mercy. Now, Top Shelf Specialty Foods was formed a couple of years ago, and they came out with this rub called No Mercy. And there's been people winning all kinds of championships with it. Now, I believe they just won either first place chicken or first place pork at the Jack Daniels with No Mercy. Or was it first place brisket? I don't think it was Riz because that was Southern Crunk. But they won a category first place at the Jack Daniels with No Mercy. And Top Shelf Specialty Foods is something you need to check out. You need to get his products. Just get a couple of his products and just try it. And I guarantee you, when you try it, you're going to look around and say, why the hell didn't I get this last year? And it's going to improve your cook. No Mercy is really, really, really good. We were at the American Royal and Operation Barbecue Relief had their class. Now, I've got that up on the website here. And he came and gave out No Mercy to all the champions. And they ate it up. They really liked it. Top Shelf Specialty Foods, TSSF.com. Go there, check it out, or just go to the Top 100 Rubs page and hit No Mercy and get yourself some today. Now, Bubba Q has won the Georgia Barbecue Championship 4 years in a row. That's his domination. He is the number one cook in Georgia right now as far as the Georgia Barbecue Championship goes. And he has his own rubs and sauces. Now, I got a bottle of each. I've got pictures of it. I've used it. I wish I had some more so I could do some television shows on it. But Bubba Q has dominated Georgia. Now, Jim Bird Killer Bees has come on and has interfered with some of that. Of course, Jim Bird took second behind Bubba Q last year, but I'm kind of worried this year that Bubba Q might have some stiff competition down in Georgia. But Q has a way of always pulling it out and winning. I tell you, he's a winning guy. He cooks on stump smokers. He's got his, and he gives classes out too. I don't know how often. I don't think there's a consistent class like Myra Mixon does, but if he does give a class and he really shows you what he does, you may as well get ready. You're going to start winning. Now, I'll tell you something Bubba Q did that proved his system. He's got a man working in his restaurant called Jared. He started the second team, and he let Jared go out and use his system with Bubba Q 2. That's a second Bubba Q team. And Jared won grands, too. Jared won. Jared was about 18 years old or something. He might have been 20. You know, he thought that man had a cook and used his system. Jared went out and won as many grands as he did. Of course, they couldn't count them under the same score because they were different names. You can't put two team scores under one name. So, but there was a controversy about that. But Bubba Lattimore, Bubba Q, I tell you, he's a class act. He's a good guy. I've never heard him say anything bad about anybody else. And even people that have made some mistakes and people were down on Bubba Q always talk good about him. And he's just that kind of guy. Now, number 16, which I should have ranked it higher, Talk Texan Barbecue. That's the new one. that we just found out about it, and he deserves to be in the top 10 without a doubt. The only problem is, you know, you look at the top 10, you say, well, good God, who am I going to knock out? I don't really want to knock out anybody. So we're going to leave him at 16 right now, but I just currently did Brisket and Boston Butts with Talk Texan, and I'm going to tell you something, bro. I mean, look, Talk Texan is premier. It's high quality. I don't know that I've ever dealt with any products that were as high of quality as what Talk Texan is. And when I reached in the bag, pulled it out, it's just like the seasoning jumps out at you. You know, I can't explain it. I just think it's a step above what everyone else is using. Talk Texan Barbecue, he has done his homework. That's Philip Lujan on them rubs and injections that he's using. And folks, you know, get yourself some Talk Texan Barbecue and get yourself some grands. He took second place at the American Royal. And I don't think he ever meant to sell them. He kind of started selling them on a bet. They've done so well that, you know, I guess he's really going to start selling them now, because by the time everybody starts finding out about it, winning grand championships. And, you know, now all these rubs from 20 up, if you use them in the backyard, you're going to blow the people around your community's mind. These guys, number 20 up, which I'm going to say really the top 100, 20 up, if you was to go to CosmoQ.com and you bought his complete system, you got his cooking school, and then you bought enough to do 20 Boston Butts, 10 briskets, 100 pieces of chicken thighs, and 15 racks of ribs, and you went in your backyard and you got yourself a Meadow Creek 72-inch smoker, and you in a Meadow Creek BBQ 42, which is the 42-inch chicken cooker, and you went up in there and you cooked all that using strictly the CosmoQ system. And you had a party, and you invited 1,000 people to come. I'm going to tell you, for probably the first 3 hours, there wouldn't be a whole lot of talking going on. That stuff is so good, they're going to be eating and eating and eating. And you're going to look around, and they're going to have barbecue on their hands, barbecue on their face, barbecue everywhere you look, they're going to have barbecue. They are going to really love everything you did there. And so, you know, if you're a backyard cook or a tailgating cook, close your eyes, point your finger at one of these at the top 20, buy their whole system. Now, if you buy Everglades Seasoning has a complete system. Home BBQ has a complete system. CosmoQ has a complete system. Butcher Barbecue has a complete system. Dana Hillis has a complete system. Plowboys has a complete one. Jack's Old South, Myra Mixon has a complete one. And Talk Texan Barbecue has a complete one. So what I'm saying about all those is, rubs, injections, sauce, you can get it one-stop shop, the whole nine yards, right there in that place. You get those, and you go out there, and you start going to work on barbecue with it, you're going to blow their mind. You're probably going to blow your own mind. It blew my mind. You know, when I got that Talk Texan, and I worked on them Boston butts, and I cooked them all up, brought them in. You know, my son ate 3.5 pounds of pork. It blew his mind. That was the best pork I've ever made. And you guys have seen me make a lot. But I'm going to tell you, by the time I got done injecting with that pork injection and I put those rubs on in the order, he said, folks, I got to give that a barbecue superstars. Hell yeah. Absolute hell yeah. Bad Byron's butt rub. I think everybody knows about that one. You buy it in your local grocery store. Bandiola Spice Company. I need to take that one off. I think they're out of business. I got to take that off. I didn't realize that was on there. 17th Street, Magic Dust, Mike Mills. That's a Q rub that he makes. And that man has sold a lot of barbecue in his life and all his restaurants. Pork Barrel Barbecue Rub. They got some great rub. Big Bob Gibson Barbecue Rub. Now, that's Chris Lilly. He's won a lot of contests and huge championships. Wicked Q Barbecue Rub. He's won a lot of championships. That's a direct from a champion. Backdraft Barbecue Rub. They're good. Draper's AP Barbecue Rub. Now, Draper's has got Mood Enhancer. I don't know if he sells it anymore, but go to number 24 on the top 100 rubs and hit that. Go look for Mood Enhancer. And I think that is one of the best brisket rubs that's ever been produced in the United States. Smoky Mountain Smokers Barbecue Rub. I've heard that one's really, really, really good. And you can go down through the list and check out all the different rubs that we've got on the list. We've got over 140-something rubs, and they're really good. Now, folks, it used to be, and the barbecue cooks would say, to inject and put your rub on the night before. And that was always promoted to everybody. But now it's come back, you know, 20 minutes, 15 minutes before the cook. Put your rub on, let it sweat, and stick it on the grill. Why let the juice be pulled out of the meat overnight? Now, if you got it in a brine, that'll add, you know, moisture to the meat. But it'll also wash your rub off. So you really can't win putting it on the night before. The wisdom is now just to put it on 15 to 20 minutes before you put it in the smoker. And, well, we'll be going down to next week. We'll be leaving on Thursday. We'll be broadcasting live on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to be bringing you a big-time comp. I think he's got 100 teams there. We will be unveiling our Barbecue Superstars Sports Network. We'll be coming to you live all day, every day. I tell you, we're going to be rocking and rolling. Now, we're also going to do a show with Dre's Place. And you're going to get to meet my main man, Dre's Barbecue. And we're going to do a whole show with him on Saturday morning. We'll start about 9 o'clock live. And we'll go till 2 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting live all four of his boxes. And it's complete cook. He's got a wonderful family and a good time. And so be checking that out on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we'll be broadcasting live from Chili Cook-Off. And there'll be some competitors out there. We'll be bringing the results of that live. And we've got a lot of big things happening on Barbecue Superstars over this next 3 months, we'll be bringing a lot of stuff your way. And we hope that you'll tune in, stay tuned, cued to what we're doing. Now, before we go, the NFL tailgating on Barbecue Superstars. Is on the website. We've got every team. We want to invite you to go to Barbecue Superstars and check all that out. Check out inside the NFL that we've got on our NFL page and the predictions that they make about the game. And then after the game's over, they'll have more updates and more stuff on there. A lot of it updates automatically. Most of my pages update automatically. So all the new stuff will always be on there every week, especially in the college, in the NHL, and MLB. All those update automatically. So if you want to check out the new action, just find your favorite team. Find the team that you like, and keep up with that page. And, well, we want to make a last shout-out to all the teams up there in Winter Haven, Florida. And I know Frank Smo's got a great thing going on. We hope you all have a great night. We appreciate you stopping by. And I tell you, folks, the biggest thing I want you to do is to go out and get yourself some meat of some kind or some vegetables, portobello mushrooms, whatever you like to eat, and get out there, crank your grill up, get with your family, and cook up some great tasting barbecue. This is Daryl from Barbecue Superstar. Have a good night.
But it was all that I could do to keep from crying. Sometimes it seems so useless to remain, but you don't have to call me darling, darling. You never even call me by my name. You don't have to call me Waylon Jennings. Don't have to call me Charlie Price. And you don't have to call me Merle Haggard anymore. Even though you're on my fighting side. My name a few times in your phone book.
Hello, hello.
And I've seen it on signs where I play. But the only time I know I'll hear David Allen call in the friend of mine named Steve Goodman wrote that song, and he told me it was the perfect country and western song. I wrote him back a letter and I told him it was not the perfect country and western song because he hadn't said anything at all about mama, or trains, or trucks, or prison, or getting drunk. Well, he sat down and wrote another verse to the song, and he sent it to me, and after reading it, I realized that my friend had written the perfect country and western song, and I felt obliged to include it on this album. The last verse goes like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mom got out of prison, and I went pick her up in the rain. But before I could get to the station in the pickup truck, she got run over by a damned old train.
Barbecue Superstars Network Productions.